following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Football with hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver, powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
And sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the get it place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
Scott's Best Way, your locally owned and operated hometown grocery store.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, as we welcome you to our first inaugural broadcast here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're in the press box here at Joe Neal Leach Stadium, looking down upon John Teeples Field as we're about to see the Clay County Bulldogs take on the White County Spartans, or the Warriors, the White County Warriors in scrimmage action today. From what I understand, this scrimmage is supposed to open up with a couple series of special team displays back and forth. It looks like Clay County first will take the field and going to be on kickoff return, as White County will be breaking huddle to come out to the 40-yard line and to be kicking the ball off. I'm sure, Thomas, that this action is not live. By the way, this is Daniel Strong coming to you as your play-by-play announcer, and I'm accompanied by Thomas Weaver, our in-depth analyst and statistician here for the Horizon Sports Network. Once again, Thomas, I don't think that these special teams actions will be live, but it lets both teams get a good feel for those seldom used parts of the game before the varsity season starts.
No doubt, Daniel. And first of all, it's good to be with you here. It's good to see some football out here on John Teeples Field starting today. Looks like we got the Bulldogs in black with gold pants and the Warriors in all white, maybe with gray pants there. We're getting set for kickoff.
We are. White County to kick off from their own 40-yard line. As we said before, they have two huddles to each side of the kicker, five players in each huddle. We have deep to receive for Clay County, Jared Markham, number 24, Hayden Cherry, number 9, and here is the kick. Markham goes back deep. He fields the ball in the end zone, so that will be a touchback. And once again, we will not see Clay County's offense, I don't think, take the field at this time. I believe this is a series of special teams activities that will go back and forth. We'll probably see extra point in the punt teams, Thomas, and both teams kick and kick return teams. Definitely a good kick by White County there, driving the ball all the way back into the end zone.
It was. Markham fielded it. Of course, you know, with high school rules, he doesn't have a chance to bring it out on a touchback.
Folks, we do have a roster here with you, as we will each week, and we'll do our best to make sure we're accurate in describing what we're seeing here and who's involved in this action for the Bulldogs. This is a bit of a soft opening for the Horizon Sports Network. This was an impromptu thing that we got together, wanted to try to work out the kinks, so to speak, and make sure that we could broadcast here live. Had to sequester a hotspot from AC Wireless.
Thanks to Larissa Holloway, we did get on the air tonight, so it's good to be here. And also had a little work to do here in the press box.
That's true. Nice press box here at the field in Salina, but a little bit difficult for two larger gentlemen like me and Thomas to get up here in the same booth together, but we'll do the best we can. Next, we'll be seeing Clay County to kick. I believe number 50, Dylan Maxfield, will be placing the ball on the kickoff tee for the Bulldogs, it looks like, as he trots out on the field.
Maxfield's one of our seniors this year. I think he'll be one of the leaders on the team. He certainly had a good junior season, and looking forward to what he's going to bring to Bulldog football this season.
I think that maybe too early to say, Thomas, but definitely somebody. He's a four-year player, three-year starter. I don't think it would be a stretch of the imagination to say that he's one of the main emotional leaders on this squad. And Dylan now is sitting the ball on the tee. Dropping back, he has six Bulldogs to his right and four Bulldogs to his left. Dylan, a straight-on kicker. White County's kicker used a soccer-style approach. Dylan now kicks a high pooch kick. Comes down and falls around the 30-yard line and is fielded. There was an early whistle. Once again, there's no live action hitting here due to concussions and other things of that nature. Thomas, that's not the intent of this particular practice session. It's just to make sure that each team knows who's on, number one, who's on those kickoff right. and kick return teams, and just get a little live action of running the lanes down the field and setting wedges for blocking schemes and things like that.
Well, it could be some of these Bulldogs' first time on the kickoff team or kickoff receiving team, and it does help them get lined up and kind of simulate what they're going to look forward to here in the kickoff coming in a couple weeks.
Yes. Also, back there earlier, we said we had Markham and Hayden Cherry back deep receive. They're joined, I believe that's number 18, Wesley Walker. Back there accompanying those guys. Also see number 2, White Burke, set on the field. See number 61, James Short. Try to bring you all 11 of those Bulldog players. And now White County once again getting set to kick. That kicker has a soccer-style approach. He's about 10 yards deep from the ball, right inside that 30-yard line. And once again, he's approaching the ball. And another booming kick from the White County kicker. Looks like Markham is going to be able to field cleanly, though, around the 2-yard line. And the front line, Thomas, looked like they did a good job of getting back together and setting up a 5-man wall. And the other deep returners for Clay County were able to set up a secondary wall in front of Markham. And pretty good execution against our, so to speak, for the Bulldogs on that kick return.
I think so, Daniel. Looks like Coach Bates has got them coached up and knows how to get back and line up, like you said. I just wish we could see Markham turn loose on that kickoff return right there.
He's certainly an exciting player, possesses a ton of speed and athleticism, and just an outstanding young man. I'm sure that as we broadcast over the next several weeks, we'll have a lot of excitement from him. Looks like number 78, Joseph Jolin, this time will be attempting a kickoff for the Bulldogs as Clay County once again goes back to the offensive side of this special team's display. White County running their kickoff return team out onto the field. Thomas, you mentioned Coach Bates. Mr. Matthew Bates, he is our new head coach here at Clay County. We'll be talking in great detail about him and his new coaching staff as we have pregame show before the Jackson County game coming up here in a few Fridays' time. I guess maybe 2 weeks from now. Is that correct, I believe?
I think it's the 18th, Friday, August 18th. We'll make the trip downriver to Gainesboro and be on the banks of the Cumberland River for one of our big rivals. And
definitely good. A whole lot to talk about that night, that's for certain.
That's for sure. We'll, of course, interview Coach Bates maybe pregame and kind of get his feel for things. I know you talked to him today. What did he say anything about what he was looking to get out of this scrimmage here with White County tonight?
Well, you know, intentionally bringing in a larger team. White County is, if I'm not mistaken, a 4A team out of 6 classifications here in the state of Tennessee, Thomas. And, you know, I think what he's hoping to accomplish out of this is just, number one, is any head coach will tell you to get through it injury-free primarily. And after that, just, you know, build a little confidence, get in here and have a good home game. They traveled to Tennessee Tech last Friday and had scrimmages against Oneida and Livingston Academy and Upperman, some other larger schools. So the Bulldogs definitely have upped their game, you know, by playing teams that are probably better than they'll be seeing during the regular season. And that's a pretty good tactic. On the field, action is now turned to the punt game for Clay County. We're lined up to punt. That's Joseph Jolin back deep to punt. He gets off a pretty good punt for the Bulldogs. Looks like it nets about 25 yards, so a good preliminary punt for Joseph. It was covered by James Short as he was the first Bulldog downfield. Once again, early whistles on these special teams plays. This is just about personnel, Thomas, and developing a little muscle memory for the long snappers and those punters, and it's not about laying the big licks at this point in time.
I understand. Looks like we're going to swap it up this time. Markham goes back deep. As we touched on a little earlier, you know, even with the limited success we had as a Bulldog team last season, Markham showed some signs. I mean, he showed some signs of some breakaway ability and Should be a good punt returner for us this season.
Very, very elusive back. Does not prefer a lot of straight line running. Likes to juke, likes to cut in the open field. He is very dangerous if he can get past that first line defense. And here we get a good rush. Thomas is White County punts now. Our punt return defensive lineman got a good push up front. They did not go after the ball, though, since this isn't live. And pretty good kick by White County. White County looking good in their special team play so far concerning punting and kicking. Markham was back deep to receive there, as you mentioned, Thomas. And
looked like Jacoby was nearly got a hand on that ball. I'm not sure if they were told to pull up, if they're not allowed to block a kick, but he certainly stretched out there and had a chance at it.
Yes, that's number 44, Matt Jacoby, another senior. Finally, after only having one senior on the squad last year, Thomas, there's a host of seniors that have, many have started, Thomas, since they were freshmen. They came into high school when there was a very young team here at the high school, and a lot of them got thrown into the deep end pretty quickly. And now here Clay County is to punt again. I believe that's number 6, Zach Strong. And he gets off a spiraling punt. It's a low driving punt. Ball was ill-advised there. If this was live action, that returner for White County came running up and trying to field a low kick that he should have let fall to the ground. But certainly, without live action, I'm sure that's the only reason he did that.
I heard Coach Bates get fired up there. He was trying to get Maxwell in on the ball. Like us, everybody's got to back off a little bit. It's hard to hold back, but apparently no contact there. But Maxfield had a chance at that one for sure.
Now we have transition again here on the field. It appears to be White County punting again. They're punting from their own 40-yard line. Markham's back deep to receive for Clay County. He is the lone receiver back deep. Here's the snap from White County. Once again, we get good penetration, and even though we're not allowed to hit that punter, Thomas, he got a little shaky there. I think he only netted about 2 yards on that punt as he broke nervous. And the thing went off the side of his foot, shanked it, as we say here in football. Shanked that thing, and that would have been an excellent situation for the Bulldogs had that been a Friday night regular varsity game.
I agree. That was a junior Hayden Cherry, number 9 back there. It looked like freshman Bryson Burchett, I think, in there also putting on a little pressure on special teams.
Burchett, a very talented young player. He, along with some others, may see some action here. Even though we've got some upperclassmen for the Bulldogs this year, there are some talented freshmen that are coming in. Many may remember Bryson Burchett's father, Brian Burchett, several years ago. He's the only Mr. Football finalist, Thomas, that we have here out of Clay County High School. Certainly, we've had a host of outstanding football players that we look forward to. We look forward to highlighting many of them through our pregame shows and our coverage throughout the season, but kind of nice to see a second-generation player return, and hopefully we can get a little bit of the magic out of him that his dad brought to us.
I agree with that. Looks like they're taking a break at midfield. Let's take a break with them. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
And we welcome you back here to Clay County High School. This is Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver broadcasting live to you, streaming live via internet on the Horizon Sports Network. We have transitioned now, Thomas, from our special teams portion of this scrimmage into what we'll call live action, full contact play. Right now, White County is on the offensive side of the ball with Salina on defense. We'll say Salina sometimes, folks. We apologize for that. We both attended what was once called Salina High School. Thomas, as there's a fumble on the field, looks like maybe Dylan Maxfield knocking the ball loose from the White County fullback as he dove through the line for what was a pretty good gain until he fumbled.
Looked like he picked up. It's hard to tell here. Looks like we've got lines every 10 yards here on the field, so it's kind of hard to tell. Looked like he picked up 5 or 6 yards before Maxfield poked the ball loose. Decent penetration, but they kind of hit it up the gut on us and moved the ball in a positive manner.
It'll take us a few plays at this scrimmage, folks, before we learn exactly what format they're using. There are several different formats that teams will choose to use. As White County snaps the ball, option play, quarterback pitches to the right, his tailback. He has a lot of room. He's around the right side where he picks up about 17 yards on the play. Can't tell who brought him down on that far sideline. Possibly it was number 21, B.J. Emerton, who's playing safety, a newcomer to the Bulldogs. He is a junior this year and certainly glad to see B.J. out on the field. He's an outstanding athlete, was a good part of the success in basketball last season. He's been joined by a few other athletes that Coach Bates has been able to get out as White County approaches the line here. The ball spotted on the 50-yard line at midfield. Looks like Salina is in a 50 defense. And the fullback for Sparta, looks like they're running the beer, and he has gained 12 yards and barreled over number 20, Clark Donaldson. To Clark's defense, Thomas, he did wrap up and bring him down, but no linebackers to be seen on that one, just a huge chunk of yardage.
It was. I missed it there. Don't know what happened. Don't know if we had a run blitz on and went the wrong way or what, but he busted it up and had 6 yards and ahead of steam and just took advantage of Donaldson there, even though he didn't make the stop.
White County approaches the line again. The last two plays have been option-style plays, one a give, the other a pitch. We have motion in the backfield to the left, quarterback option again. He keeps, cuts up field. He's gained 10, now 15. He's down to the 5-yard line, and now he is going to score, ladies and gentlemen, as the option play off the left side was kept by that White County quarterback who looks to be an elusive runner. At least we made him appear that way, Thomas, and dodged a few tacklers and carried that ball into the end zone. Once again, White County, a big school, definitely got our work cut out for us today.
Well, they got some bigs up front. There's no doubt about that, and they're getting a good push. That quarterback made a nice play. I'm not sure who the defender was, but he came out, gave a little fake pitch, cut it up, reverse field or cross field to the far end zone. Made a nice run there.
Absolutely. As we see what appears probably to be an extra point attempt from White County after that touchdown. Once again, as the special teams were earlier in the portion of this scrimmage, I think this will be a dead play with an early whistle. You may not even see a rush, Thomas, by Clay County as the White County kicker prepares to try to tack on the point after.
Looks like, you know, Clay County's just standing still. Trying to make her chip shot field goal, and it's good. Then.
Yes, it was good. No rush. That is the rules in a scrimmage. You don't rush extra points. So early on here, after what I think was a three-play drive, Thomas, by White County, if we had the scoreboard on, which we don't, we'd be seeing a 7-0 contest. Nice drive by White County.
It was. I mean, they, you know, I didn't see anything fancy out of them. They run a couple little option plays. They did get to the edge. They got some speed in the backfield, Daniel. May be tough for the Dogs to handle here today.
Maybe. We'll see offensive action from the Bulldogs for the first time today, though. Looks like senior quarterback number 4, Seth Mackey, has trotted onto the field into that offensive huddle, and Clay County breaks the huddle for the first time tonight. Looks like number 72, Joseph Short, a senior, is playing center for the Bulldogs. Lined up on the right at tight end is number 9, Hayden Cherry. I think that right tackle is number 50, Dylan Maxfield. As Mackey goes under center, motion out of Markham. Hand off to Markham around right side. A nice little gain, Thomas. Looks like 4 yards for Markham. Did a good job of falling in behind those right side blockers and didn't bounce out of the running lane. Stayed in his lane and was able to move forward and pick up about 4 yards. So we'll be seeing a 2nd and 6 here out of the Bulldogs as Mackey once again brings his team to the line. We have number 21, Emerton, split left. Mackey under center. We have motion from number 7. That's Seth Ogletree, another newcomer to the Bulldogs. And Seth's going to be gobbled up deep in the backfield as that Bulldog offensive line gave up a lot of penetration to White County off the left side.
Looks like a loss of at least three on that, looks like, Daniel, I think.
That's
Overtree didn't have much of a chance there as he got around the corner. Penetration got him on the backside.
He did not. You're correct. Once again, Seth being a senior, though, he's a newcomer. Proud to have him out here for the Bulldogs. Looks like the ball has been spotted on the 31-yard line as the Bulldogs will come out for what will be a third and nine play after the loss. Mackey under center. Motion to the left. Mogletree fake to him. Give it to Markham back underneath. He's got a lot of running room, folks, and he's picked up about, Thomas, I think, 18 maybe on that play. As he comes out, certainly would be a first down on a Friday night. I'm assuming it will be in this scrimmage as well. Yes, they do spot the ball. They move it forward to the 50-yard line. So Markham with a nice 18-yard gain. Had good blocking. The Clay County offensive line did a good job of sealing off that massive White County defensive line.
Heck of a job there, Daniel. I mean, that's the burst I'm talking about from Markham.
And it was there. It was there as Mackey's under center again for a first and 10 play. Markham deep motion in the backfield. First pass of the day. Mackey with a fine throw. Cole dropped by B.J. Emerson. Mackey with a laser of a pass. Looked like a deep post route over the middle. Thomas had the man beat. Maybe just a little to his back shoulder instead of out in front of him. But B.J. could have had that one, I believe.
Definitely a catchable ball, Daniel. Might be some of that first-year jitters. You know, this is only the second live-action Emerton's seen in his career, really. I know he's a junior here. He's a great athlete. Those are the type of plays that you got to make.
And I think those are the plays he will make as we delve deeper into the season and get out of these scrimmages. Great pass by Mackey. He's really showing his senior leadership and capability right there. Mackey comes over to the side to get the play from Coach Matt Bates, who was formerly an offensive coordinator at Stone Memorial High School. He does have quite a bit of experience when it comes to calling the offensive side of the ball. And now Clay County has moved on to White County side of the field here. The ball spotted at the 40. I believe they may call pass interference. Is Mackey once again, he's given off to his fullback. Looked like that time. Big scrum on the tackle. I couldn't identify what White County defender actually made that tackle. I think that's number 30, Will Ogletree, on that carry, Thomas, a sophomore, really hard-nosed young ball player that signed up at fullback right now for the Bulldogs. We'll try to bring these other offensive linemen to you, ladies and gentlemen, as we progress. Also, see number 64, Derek Becker, out there at left tackle as Mackey goes under center again. Deep motion from Ogletree. Ball's on the ground. Bad exchange between Short and Mackey. Short, multiple-year starter for the Bulldogs, but this is the first year he has seen action at center. So, definitely dodged a bullet there for the Bulldogs as Mackey was able to fall back on that ball and recover it, Thomas.
I think I'll bring up... I missed the penalty. I'm not sure what down we're in and no scoreboard to look at. But anyway, that's a mistake. That's what you play these scrimmages for, to try
Absolutely.
To correct those.
Iron out the kinks. Here Mackey is again rolling to the left. Deep to pass. Has pressure in his face. Dodges one defender. Used a good stiff arm maneuver to evade a large defensive end there for White County as flags going to the ground from the officials. Not a lot of pressure out of multiple Warriors on that play, but definitely one man was missed, and it was enough to make the play. We'll have to see what the officials are debating over. Certainly they saw something they didn't like, probably a hold that deep in the backfield, or maybe a penalty on Mackey for putting his hand on the face mask of the defender.
Could have been, Daniel. I just know there was laundry on the field. They're marking it off against White County, looks like.
And here we get the call. Face mask on the defensive side. It was against the Warriors of White County. As I'm assuming in this scrimmage format, once again, as Thomas said, we don't have down markers to look at, and they're not running a scoreboard here today, ladies and gentlemen, but probably setting up what could be a third and short, Thomas. It looks like they have about 4 yards to go. It's for the first time we have twin receivers to the right. Ball is faked to the fullback Ogletree. Mackey kept it and followed his center, Joseph Short, up into the line. Thomas, I think he may have got enough to make the line and get that first down.
Tell me about that, Daniel. You have a little knowledge of the scrimmage situation and the listeners, too. Are they just trying to make the next line as far as instead of having downs?
Yes, in most scrimmage situations that I've been a part of from the years that I spent as a coach, when the ball is on your own side of the field, you'll have three plays to make 10 yards. And if you can't convert in those three plays, they'll mark off 30 yards, and that serve as a punt. Or in this contest with the special teams we're seeing, they probably have a punt that wasn't live.
Gotcha.
But they'll move the ball forward or back to the next line. Right now, the Bulldogs will be snapping the ball on what's first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Once again, twin receivers to the right. That's number 21, Emerton, and number 7, Ogletree. Mackey talking to his fullback, Will Ogletree, behind him. He gets everybody set. He's under center. Mark him in motion deep to the right. Quick pass out to number 7, Seth Ogletree, and he's loose. He is shaking a defender. Fought his way up to the next line. Thomas looks about like maybe a 9-yard pickup for Ogletree on what you would call a quick screen or a bubble pass out to the right side. Good blocking by Emerton to spring Ogletree free there.
Just a simple bubble screen, like you say, Daniel. Mackey put it on him, got it to him quick. Ogletree did the rest, turned it up, broke a tackle.
And here we are in second and 1. Mackey under center, only 1 yard to gain the first down. Mark Ogletree with a carry. He's off left side. Good blocking there for him as he's going to pick up what appears to be about 7 yards on the play. Thomas really getting a feeling of momentum for the Bulldogs here on this drive. After the drop pass by Emerton, we came back and really hadn't made a mistake since.
I agree. Got the jitters out of us a little bit. In scoring position, I assume this would be first and goal.
First and goal, that's correct. They've moved it forward. The ball would have been spotted on a normal Friday around the 12-yard line, but for simplicity, they went ahead and moved it up to the 10. So first and goal, for the Bulldogs from the 10. Emerton split to the right. Markham and Ogletree in the backfield. Motion out of Markham. Ball is given to Markham on a jet sweep to the right. He may get the edge. He dodges one defender. Good block out there for him. He picked up several on the play. Can't see from my vantage point where this thing's going to be spotted. Thomas, appears to be maybe the 4-yard line, so a pickup of about 6 for Markham on that jet sweep to the right. So the Bulldogs here settling into a pretty comfortable pattern of offense, it appears. Is White County now, the defenders have their hands on their hips and kind of letting the Bulldogs have their way with them.
They are, and, you know, like I say, got the jitters out of the way. We're picking up the pace a little bit, and here Mackey brings them back to the line.
Mackey under center, 4 second and goal. Ball snap given to Will Ogletree, the fullback on the right side. He may pick up one on the play. White County used their size. They stayed low that time. Didn't allow the Bulldog offensive line to push them very far. So we're going to be seeing third and goal from what appears to be the 3-yard line here at John Teeples Field. Mackey coming from the sideline back to the huddle. He has the play from Coach Bates. Bulldogs should have 2 plays to try to punch it in these final 3 yards. You'd have to think that Coach Bates would keep it on the ground here, and with having 2 plays to cover such a short area of ground. I see number 34 on the field. That's Camden Bowles. Looks like a heavy set, maybe, Thomas, a larger tight end. As the ball's given to Markham, and he finds his way into the end zone, Thomas. So touchdown, Jared Markham. Touchdown, Clay County, here in this scrimmage early on. As one drive for White County, they punch it in, and 3 plays, and then a longer drive for us, a sustained drive, but we punch it in. So currently 7-6. We'll have to see what kind of extra point attempt the Bulldogs have cooked up this year. Don't know if Coach Bates is a 2-point guy or 1-point guy. We'll have to see what they come out and do as they're in huddle right now.
That's huge, I think, for this young team to punch it in against this big school, you know, respond. Great response by the Dogs there.
It certainly was. As we get a look at the personnel coming off the field, definitely there was a switch at tight end. I think number 9, Hayden Cherry, was brought out of the contest or at least moved maybe to a secondary tight end as they brought in number 34, Camden Bowles. He's a sophomore, very good size young man for the Bulldogs. This is the first year that he's playing high school football. So Coach Bates, if nothing else at this point, has done an outstanding job of getting some players out of the hallways that was not out on the field last year, Thomas.
From what I hear, you know, there's a lot of excitement building about Clay County football this year, and we'll get to that after this break. You're listening to the Horizon Sports Network.
And we are back here, ladies and gentlemen, at John Peoples Field. The two-point attempt for the Bulldogs failed. It was a pass attempt over the middle for Mackey. So we do have a 7-6 scrimmage here as we stand at high top. Joni Elite Stadium, White County now on offense. Once again, they come out and run the option. They've given to their fullback, Thomas, and he's picked up about 17 yards on the play. Just a huge chunk of yardage once again for White County. What's happening there that's allowing such a big gain, Thomas?
Well, honestly, I missed exactly who may have thrown the blocks. When you look out there, it looks like they've got a guy that's about 6'5", maybe, in the middle. Be my guess, looks like he weighs about 275, somewhere in that area. So,
They do have a huge center here as White County goes up under center again. Option play this time again to the left. Good play by James Short that time. James Short, a junior for the Dogs. Just quite a hustler, great young man. I apologize, he's not a junior anymore, Thomas, but this new school year, he's a senior. Been playing football for 4 years now for Clay County. As James Short hustled his way flat down the line and did a good job of making that tackle. But there is laundry on the ground once again. Appears to be an illegal block by White County. And I think we'll see White County backed up here as the officials talk to number 50, Dylan Maxfield, our defensive captain.
Basically, a nice stop, like you said there, by Short. Strung it out down laterally down the line and then grabbed him from behind and brought him down. I don't know. There might have been some extracurricular here on the sideline. I'm not sure if that was a block or what, but it happened after the play, I think.
It did. There may have been some words said. Ball has been backed up. It's placed at White County's own 40-yard line, so they're left with what I assume is a second and 20 situation. His quarterback goes under center. Deep motion to the right. Running the option again, Thomas. Here's quarterback on the edge. He pitches blindly to his tailback, who did not see that ball coming. Hit him in the shoulder. Ball on the ground. Lots of bodies flew in there as they should, and I think Clay County come out of there with that ball.
That's Short, number 61 again, coming out of there with the ball, and we'll change possessions here, Daniel.
Absolutely. I tell you what, quite exciting there. James Short, two plays in a row, kind of decided, hey, guys, I'm going to take this thing over. We talked about how White County was ripping off big chunks of yardage, and single-handedly, James Short put a stop to that on these last two plays.
He has, as you mentioned earlier, several seniors on this team, and then even the juniors have seen a lot of action with this team in the last few years.
They have. It certainly is a veteran team at this point. They did a lot of growing up over this past summer and have been working hard, and looks like they may be ready for some good action this fall as we see Mackey come out again.
No,
this is Jake Ashlock. This is sophomore Jake Ashlock at quarterback. He'll run a bit of an option pass play. Faked number 30, Ogletree, is fullback, then quickly threw the ball out to number 7, Seth Ogletree, in the right flat for another bubble screen. Ball was dropped. Looked like a good play-action pass to me.
Not a bad throw for your first time in the game. Was a little low. Ogletree still had a shot, but I don't know for sure if it was going anywhere or not, Daniel. There was a defender pretty close there.
Ashlock, number 1, is a sophomore for the Bulldogs here. This is his first year playing high school football. He was a standout as an eighth grader in junior high for Coach Aaron Brown that year. And the Salina KA Junior High, as we see Ashlock give the ball to Markham. And once again, I've been very impressed, Thomas, with Markham as he picks up about 7 yards on the play. Each time he's carried the ball, he's kept it nice and tight to his body. He's did a good job of following his blockers.
He has, and Daniel, I'm trying to keep stats here. It's a little tough in this format, but to me that gives him 4 carries for 35 yards, so that's a pretty good average so far.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit over 8 yards. As once again, Ashlock brings his team to the line. We have a double wing set. Ogletree in motion. Ball is given over the left end to Ogletree. White County helmet goes flying from one of their defenders. Ogletree picked up about 2 on the play, so that's going to set up a 3rd and 1, if I'm not mistaken, for the Clay County Bulldogs here as they prepare to snap this ball from around their own 48-yard line. It's probably a 3rd and 2. Have we seen any change in offensive style in these first few plays, Thomas, between quarterbacks that you've seen?
I can't see any. You know, we're get them in the ball to mark them. I mean, that's what I'd do if I wanted to pick up a first down right now.
Short passing game, quick passing game, safe plays, and keeping it on the ground now as we prepare for this third down play. Markham trots off the field. Apparently there's some blood perhaps on him. They'll get him cleaned up. His number 20, Clark Donaldson, another junior player for the Bulldogs, trots onto the field. He's talking to Ashlong, getting the play, and he lines up at left wing, so we have Ogletree at right wing. Number 7, Seth Ogletree. Donaldson at left wing, and Will Ogletree at fullback behind Ashlock in the backfield. Is now here we go for this third and short play. Big play, Thomas. And now play action pass again. Ashlock showing his speed as he gets around the right side on a bootleg. Outruns one defender. And Thomas, you know, he lowered that shoulder there and made a two or three White County Warriors force him out of bounds. So a very nice athletic play by the young sophomore quarterback.
That's what Ashlock brings to the Dogs, in my opinion. He's got some elusiveness in the backfield. He can get out to the edge. He's got some speed and picked up that first down there, Daniel.
He certainly did. You know, saw great play from Mackey on that first series, seeing great play from Ashlock here. So two potential threats at quarterback this year. As once again, Ashlock's under center, ball snapped, fake to Ogletree, gives to Donaldson underneath on what looks to be a counterplay. Number 57, Alex Combs, and 64, Derek Beckner out front doing a great job. Thomas at least 15 yards downfield blocking. Donaldson picked up about 16 on that play before he was brought down, and this is certainly a first down for the Bulldogs here as the ball has been spotted on the 20-yard line. So just that could be the best play thus far in this contest by the Bulldogs. Is here Ashlock comes to the line again to set the stage for you here. We've got Emerton to the right. We've got Donaldson to the left at wing. Ogletree to the right at wing. Ball snap. Looking for Emerton on a stop and go. Ran a 5-yard curl, and he did connect with him. So we have a great play action pass here. They pumped that little curl and hit him over the top. So touchdown, B.J. Emerton. Touchdown, Clay County.
A thing of beauty, Daniel. I mean, Ashlock dropped back, poised, dropped it right over his shoulder, and Emerton made a great catch.
That was beautiful by the sophomore and junior player on that play. Coach Bates has got to be excited that neither of those guys are seniors and are going to have them this season and the next. So here Clay County is for the two-point conversion. Ashlock under center. Ball's handed off to Donaldson. A little bit of almost lost the handle on it in the exchange between Ashlock and Donaldson. So with that failed two-point run, that would give us a 12-13 score, Thomas. If we were on a Friday night, did we?
I believe
we got here.
Makes it 12-7, Daniel.
12-7.
We got the fumble on the last four possessions.
You're correct. Here I am wanting to give White County more than they deserve.
That's right. Short started that whole thing. He got the momentum for Clay County, and Ashlock took advantage.
It was a great drive, aided by a big White County penalty there in the middle of that. And we're going to go to break. You're listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network. And we rejoin you live here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're being powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer here in Clay County. And we see White County on action on offense once again. We just witnessed their second play from scrimmage after the Bulldogs score there on the first play. They tried to run option. Ball went on the ground, nearly recovered by number 61, James Short again, who has already made a big tackle and recovered a lost fumble in this game. And they didn't gain much on that second down play, Thomas. So here White County is going to be approaching the line for a third down play here in their, I guess this is their third possession of this scrimmage contest. I believe both teams are still displaying the use of their starters in this contest. I believe it's the first string players. And here White County approaches the line again. Quarterback's going to be under center, double wing set with a fullback behind. It's a toss sweep to the right. He's on the edge. A great play by number 30, Will Ogletree. Just a beautiful tackle, Thomas, as he came up. I believe that was Ogletree. Yes, sir, it was. Just a textbook tackle by the sophomore linebacker.
It was, Daniel. I like to see that rocket shooting out of the defensive backfield and meeting them at the line of scrimmage, and that's exactly what Ogletree did there.
He did. Ogletree, another that has a strong pedigree here in Clay County football. His father was an outstanding player, Craig, for the Bulldogs back in the mid-'80s. And once again, another multiple-generation player shining for the Bulldogs here today. White County at the line again, speed option to the left. Ball's pitched out to the tailback. He has a little bit of room, but he's brought down by number 7, Seth Ogletree, who had some extracurriculars after that play, Thomas, and a flag has went on the ground. The ball carrier was tackled by number 7, Ogletree, number 50, Dylan Maxfield, but that little shove that Ogletree gave got him caught there.
Hard to hold that back. I like to see the fire. I like the energy. I like the hit. But you can't do that, Daniel.
No, you can't. You can't do that, but absolutely. Certainly that can be reined in, and that's a mistake that can be corrected for the Bulldogs. It was a good pursuit by Maxfield and Ogletree as they came from their linebacking positions that time. Once again, we're sitting here in a 12-7 contest, the game being led by the Clay County Bulldogs. We're early on in this scrimmage. Each team's had the ball two to three times as White County snaps again, running option to the right. Ball pitched to the tailback, and he's on the edge. He's picking up a few. Looks like he's picked up about 5 yards on that play as he was brought down by what appears to be number 9, Hayden Cherry, a junior, and senior number 50, Dylan Maxfield.
I got a little excited on that play, Daniel. The misdirection got me. I think that was that number 8, Landon Corder?
I'm not sure.
Sophomore is number 8 or number 9, I'm not sure. But anyway, what a lick that was right on the quarterback.
A huge hit to the White County quarterback just right before he pitched it. In that respect, a good job by White County's quarterback to get rid of the ball. But here White County comes again to the line. Probably going to see option again. Double wing set, motion in the backfield, given to the fullback. And for the first time in this contest, Clay County has done a good job of stopping that inside run game and attack by the fullback.
Looked like Maxfield kind of buried in there, and then Short came down the line and helped him stop it up.
Early on the first few possessions, the Warriors were really hurting the Bulldog defense, running that fullback off guard and right up center. And that time they did an outstanding job of stopping that play. So I see number 12 on the field. That's Bryson Burchett that was mentioned earlier. So we have a freshman out playing corner right now for the Bulldogs. Looks to me like that's number 44, Matt Jacoby, lined up at safety. Number 24, Markham, at the right side defensive back. Trying to cover a few of these guys for you that we may not have mentioned to this point in the contest. As White County comes to the line again, quarterback's under center, double wing, motion in the backfield, give to the fullback, and once again, White County trying to recreate some of that early magic they had on fullback dives.
But there's that man again, Daniel, Maxfield in the middle again.
There is certainly some magic being brought by Maxfield this early. I would wager if we had a good run on the tackles he was involved in, we'd have at least 6 to 7 plays that he has personally been involved with. Very important to have that senior leadership and good football IQ in their linebacker position, kind of anchoring the defense.
No doubt, and he definitely brings that, Daniel.
And here White County is again. They stick to the same formation they've been in all night. Fake to the fullback, though, this time. Quarterback scrambles to the left. He's in trouble. Number 9, Hayden Cherry, brings him down. That's 9 Hayden Cherry, accompanied by none other than 61 James Short, another senior who's having an outstanding scrimmage to this point for the Bulldogs.
He is, Daniel. I tell you who made that play, though. Zach Strong turned it around, and then Cherry came in and cleaned it up.
Excellent team effort by the Bulldogs. That was fourth down, Thomas. I lost track there. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're here at John Teeples Field in a 12-6 contest. The Bulldogs are leading early on. So far, each team's had the ball 3 to 4 times. Clay County, I believe, has had it 3 times, Thomas. And
last two possessions, Daniel, the Bulldog defense created a fumble. That's a turnover on downs there. They're really bowing up right now.
They've settled in early on. I think you were right, very, very nervous, very jittery, but they've settled in and are playing some good football. As we go back to offense and we go back to Mackey at quarterback, double wing set, Ogletree in motion. Fake by Mackey. He's looking to pass. Mackey, a gunslinger back there, finds Ogletree in the right flat. Ogletree, the fullback, and Thomas, he lowered that shoulder that time on what looks to be a 12-yard pickup.
You talked about that pedigree earlier. I mean, that's the Ogletree way right there. Lower your shoulder, run over the guy, finish the play. And I like to see that on this Bulldog team.
Like father, like son, it's happening again here as a first down was picked up. So Mackey will be bringing the Bulldogs to the line again on a 1st and 10 situation. The ball's been spotted out at the 40-yard line of the Warrior side of the field, and the Bulldogs have the momentum. Mackey's under center, Ogletree in deep motion. Ball's given to Ogletree. He runs around left end. He picks up a nice gain, dodges one defender. Thomas, I think he's picked up about 7 yards. Started to say not too big of a gain, but picked up over half the distance to first down on that single play.
He did. Nice run. Got the edge sealed. You'll have to tell me. The lineman on that side looked like a few blocked down, and then we kicked out.
64 Beckner and 57 Combs.
They did a great job. One thing I liked about Ogletree on that play, he had that ball covered up.
He did.
It held tight in there.
Very important for ball control, and we all know that you can't win if you don't keep the hold of that football, Thomas. As here we go again, Mackey bringing his team to the line for a 2nd and short play. We have Markham in motion to the right, fake sweep to him. Oh, he got Ogletree behind the safety. He's going to score, ladies and gentlemen. Touchdown, Seth Ogletree. Touchdown, Mackey. Mackey had a little fake to Markham on the jet sweep. Found Ogletree on what appeared to be kind of a wing hot pass, just a seam down the field, Thomas, and we're in the end zone again.
We are, Daniel. What's the old saying? Rather be lucky is to be good. We got a little luck that time. The ball caromed off the Warriors' fingertips and right into Ogletree's hand.
It certainly did. Good presence of mind by Ogletree to stay with that play. It's been the Bulldogs' habit to go for 2 rather than kick so far tonight. And once again, they do it. And for the first time in this contest, the Bulldogs convert on a 2-point conversion. It was Markham receiving the handoff from Mackey. He went around right side behind big number 72, Joseph Short, and they've scored. We're sitting now with an 18-7 ball game. I was saying earlier 18-6. I apologize. An 18-7 ball game. You are listening to Bulldog Football Live here on the Horizon Sports Network. And as they take a break, we'll take a break. We're back here, ladies and gentlemen, on Horizon Sports Network, brought to you proudly by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer here in Salina, Tennessee. And, Thomas, we're sitting here watching a scrimmage this afternoon between the Clay County Bulldogs and the White County Warriors. Currently, if we had this scoreboard on, we'd be seeing 20 for the Bulldogs and 7 for the Warriors. Just a great effort to this point as we now see some second-string action out on the field, I believe. We've brought in some substitutes, mingled in with the starters for the Bulldogs. I see number 5, Gabe Henson, has taken the field, a longtime player for the Bulldogs. He's a junior. I see number 2, Wyatt Burks, a promising young sophomore, who saw some action last year as a freshman. Try to catch a few more of these numbers here for you as substitutes have come in for both teams. Not wholesale changes, Thomas. Still several starters on the field, so you're not watching a true second string here.
That's true. And I want to touch on what you said earlier, Daniel. You may have, this may be a scrimmage, but this is huge for momentum for Clay County going into the season in their second preseason action. I mean, we put up 3 scores in a row on a 5A White County team. It's just huge, Daniel.
Well, we've seen different players score. Different quarterbacks have led drives that have went to the end zone for the Bulldogs. We've seen the senior number 4, Seth Mackey, and also sophomore number 1, Jake Ashlock, leading the Bulldog team. We've had success with both signal callers. We've had success with multiple running backs. Multiple receivers. It has been a good showing to this point, and as you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, creating a lot of turnovers on defense.
We are.
And here White County is, as we see live action below us, they are moving the ball. We talked through a play or two there. Apologize for that, but wanted to take a few moments to recap what had took place in this 20-7 game for you in this scrimmage. And looks like White County is going to be granted a first down, Thomas. They'll have the ball at the 50-yard line. They've been running a lot of options so far, giving to the fullback, pulling from the fullback, pitching to motion wings and stuff like that. Do you think early on the Bulldog defense had to kind of settle in and get used to seeing that look?
I think so, Daniel, and I think they've got it figured out. I mean, you've got Maxfield coming up, clogging up the middle. You got the guys on the outside getting upfield and making tackles. One thing I haven't seen out of White County is they haven't gone to the air. I'd like to see a little bit of that, see what our defensive backfield looks like.
That's very true, Thomas, as we see a big stop by number 60, senior Eli Watson, and number 50, once again, Dylan Maxfield. We've called that name several times as both seniors converge on the fullback in a play that was hurting the Dogs earlier has become something that they're kind of looking forward to seeing because they've stopped it for little to no gain each of the last couple times it's been run. So White County going to be facing a 2nd-and-10 situation as they break huddle and come to the line. The Bulldog defense is looking at the formation. There are 2 wings, 2 split outs, 1 on each side, and a fullback behind. Once again, fake to the fullback. Pitch, it's on the ground, Thomas. Ball on the ground, rolls out of bounds. Early on, I was very impressed with White County's quarterback. Thought he was doing an outstanding job of running that option, but the last couple of pitches have found their way to the ground and out of the hands of the running backs.
I think we've got them a little rattled. I mean, this is the same quarterback they had going in when they went down and scored on us first. That's 2 bad pitches, 2 bad decisions. So that's what good defense can do for you, Daniel.
It certainly can, and at this point, the Bulldogs are playing that. As here we are in what I think is a 3rd-and-long situation for the White County Warriors. Once again, this is a scrimmage contest. They're not running down markers or a scoreboard, so playing this a little bit by ear. I do think it's a 3rd-and-8 situation as White County's quarterback goes under center. Deep motion in the backfield, given to the fullback, and once again, a host of Bulldogs gobbles up that fullback for no gain, Thomas.
Is that Eli Watson in there, number 60, that stopped that up that time, Daniel?
60, Eli Watson. I think we may have seen number 16, John Copeland, Thomas. He's a freshman out there playing nose guard, and as you mentioned earlier, White County's center, we don't have a roster on him, but he's got to be 6'4", 275 pounds.
He's a much of a man, and I tell you, I watched Copeland last year with a lot of these 8th graders at the time. They got a chance to contribute this season.
They do, as Clay County continues to play that 50 defense, and this time White County has found a seam. They've got to the edge, picked up a little bit of yardage. Clark Donaldson, as the whistle blows, ripped the ball free from the ball carrier, but I think they caught it down by contact, so White County... White County had dug
down
a deep hole there, and on what was a 4th-down play, they weren't able to convert.
Now, tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's 4 possessions we've turned them back.
That's correct. After that initial score, that initial drive that White County had, that in only three plays, they covered 70 yards of the field and made the Bulldogs look pretty bad. After that, things have turned around.
They have. And I tell you, as the game wears on, I know this is a scrimmage, but as it goes on, you see players are stepping up. You see Ogletree making plays. You see Maxville moving up as we have Ashlock coming in for his second possession.
Ball was snapped there. Ashlock back at quarterback. Looks like the starting offensive line and backs in for the Bulldogs. Is on first down. They gave the ball to number 30, Will Ogletree. Tried the inside of that White County defense, but to no avail. Ogletree actually lost yardage on the play, was turned back for a one-yard loss. One of the few negative plays that this Bulldog offense has had to this point. And now Coach Bates has signal color. Number one, sophomore Jake Ashlock at the sideline. He's sending in the play. Ashlock approaches his huddle. Very impressed to see this offensive line at this point. Thomas has done an outstanding job getting downfield blocking. Let's see if they can keep it up. Markham in motion. Ball's fake to him. It's given to Jacoby underneath in the right wing. He has a big little running room, Thomas, on the left side. He's going to pick up what appears to be about 25 yards on what was a bit of a counter play and run that ball, flip the field. He takes it down. Looks like it's going to be spotted on the Warrior. Sorry, folks, there's not a lot of paint on the field. Don't have all the hashes to go by right now.
No numbers.
I think that's going to be the 28-yard line of the Warriors. So a great play by senior Jacoby, who is lining up at wing, running the ball some. Previously in his career, he was a wide receiver. As Ashlock's under center again, Jacoby in motion, fake to him. He's looking to pass, rolls around right side. He finds number 9, Hayden Cherry, threw a pretty nice ball to a wide-open Cherry, but just couldn't hardly bring the thing in, Thomas.
Again, another catchable ball. Ashlock rolled out to his right, went through his progressions, had the guy down the field, came back underneath. Pretty good ball. Should have been caught, probably.
It was a good-looking rollout by the sophomore quarterback. Had multiple receivers to go to, so on what's going to be second and 10, the Bulldogs will be approaching the line again. Beautiful afternoon here in Salina, Tennessee. Several fans have come out to watch this scrimmage, both from Salina and from Sparta. And Ashlock is going under center once again. Markham in motion to the right. Ball spake to him. We're looking for Cherry this time, and Cherry catches the ball, finds the mark. We're going to be picking up, Thomas, about 15 yards on a little seam pass to number 9, Hayden Cherry, the junior tight end. Pretty efficient pass by Ashlock after the play action.
A little bit of play action in the middle. He got back there, got under himself, got his feet set, and threw a bullet, Daniel.
He
hardly dropped that one.
No, it was hard to. He planted it directly in that number 9 on his chest and didn't give him much of a choice. As now the Bulldogs have the ball spotted at the 20-yard line, and we're going to be seeing first and 10 from the 20. Deep motion to Jacoby to the left. It's a toss sweep to him as he gets back to the line and now goes past it. He picks up maybe 4 on the play as White County does a pretty good job of using lateral speed, running him out of bounds, but still a positive play for the Bulldogs. We'll have to see where the officials spot it. Well, Thomas, he got more than I thought. They moved it up another 10 yards. Apparently picked up another first down.
First and goal, looks like to me, Daniel.
First and goal from the 10.
We got some youngsters in there, looks like to me. Got Burks on the outside here, and here they go again.
Ball being handed to Markham. Once again, Markham doing a good job staying behind blockers. Not a ton of room that time, though, but it's a little deceptive. They only have lines painted every 10 yards, so what sometimes appears to be a smaller gain is actually larger. So Markham picks up about 4.5 on that run around right side. Number 72, Joseph Short, playing center. Number 50, Dylan Maxfield at right tackle. And I think that's number 60, Eli Watson at right guard. Those three seniors have done an outstanding job, Thomas, to this point, pushing that defensive line for White County back.
And they're undersized, too, Daniel, compared to this White County front.
And here Ogletree is. He's been given the ball by Ashlock, and I think he's going to get into the end zone. We'll have to wait for the official word. Yes, it's another touchdown. So touchdown, Will Ogletree. Touchdown, Clay County, as the Dogs put in their fourth score of this scrimmage contest. Currently, the score is 26-7. To this point, we have seen Clay County going for 2 each time. I don't think there's any reason that will change, Thomas, is They approach again. We did convert our last two-point conversion. This is the first time we have three wide receivers split to the right, but it looks like misalignment from the Bulldogs.
No,
they just switched players. So we have Burks, Jacoby, and Ogletree to the right. Ashlock drops back, has a man in his face, and he's brought down on one of the few sacks we've given up. So, 2-point attempt failed, Thomas, but your score now is 26-7 with Clay County in lead. Very pleased at what we're seeing so far, and we will be taking a break. This is the Horizon Sports Network. And we rejoin you here at John Zippel's Field. And White County now on offense, and the fullback has ripped off another huge gain. A lot of subs in, Thomas. We took an extended break there, ladies and gentlemen. We apologize for that. Had to sort out a few technical difficulties that we were having with our equipment. Clay County to this point is leading this scrimmage in what would be a 26-7 score up until this final White County Warrior touchdown, which would bring it up to a 26-12 score at this point in time. Several subs are in the game, Thomas. I believe up to this point we saw all upperclassmen in first string until this drive.
I think so. You look out there and there, Daniel, there's a lot of new faces out there for me anyway. You can probably recognize some of them, but Still a nice run by that fullback there. We didn't have anybody catch him, and he was a good-sized fella.
It certainly was. We'll try to call off a few of these Bulldog players that came into the contest on that drive. I see number 53, Michael Herrera, on the field for the sophomore player. Also see number 58, Damon Mertz, as the Bulldogs trot off the field. Coming back for water, number 55, Matt Mayberry. Number 23, Dakota McGee. Number 14, Jacob Burnett. So several new faces out there, as now Thomas, this scrimmage has come to what would be a 26-14 score, still being led by the Clay County Bulldogs. Thomas, kind of recap a few of those scores, if you have memory of them, for the fans out there as we get ready to set up what would be, I guess, the fifth or sixth drive for the Dogs. Do you remember any of those scores?
Well, I can't remember the first touchdown. I apologize. I want to think maybe Markham stuck it up in there. I can't remember the first one, but Ashlock came in and hit Emberton in the back of the end zone on the second one. And then the last two, we punched it in down on the goal line.
We even had the pass from Ogletree. Ogletree had slipped behind the safety.
That's right.
Ogletree, a newcomer to this Bulldog squad. So
the Carum. Mackey threw the ball, the Carum off the fingertips.
Yes.
We pulled it down.
Had a lot of excitement here thus far in this contest as Coach Bates and his staff, for the first time today, has actually went out onto the field to this point. They've kind of run the thing almost like it was a varsity Friday night game. The quarterbacks and other people have been running the plays in from the sideline. No coaches have been on the field. We have a TWSWA officiating staff here today. So short of the special teams being live, Thomas, with full contact hits, this scrimmage has been held in a very game-like manner.
It has. And it's kind of gone off at a fast pace, in my opinion, and the Dogs have looked great. After some early game jitters, as we're going to chalk them up to, you know, put the ball on the ground a couple times, I think. Coach Bates has really got his team together. Some of the seniors stepped up. You know, it seems like I keep going back to Short. You know, he caused that fumble, got a big stop going, and everybody kind of fed off of that. Maxfield, Ogletree coming up.
Eli Watson had some good plays on the interior line. Got those fullback dives stopped.
So we got some senior leadership on this team. Something we haven't had in quite some time, Daniel.
Very true. Last year, only one senior on the Clay County team. Several of these guys, as we mentioned earlier, have started from freshman year and had to play football when, just quite honestly, Thomas, they physically weren't ready to play.
Right.
Very tough region we were playing in at the time. Had Nashville Christian and Middle Tennessee Christian, Joe Burns, which is still in the region at this time. And
don't forget Trailsdale. Okay?
Trailsdale, of course, a perennial power. So not only have these guys played from a young age, they played stiff competition. So they have seen good football during their high school careers on the other side of the field coming at them.
Nice play there by 53. Is that Herrera?
That is
he
Herrera.
He came around the end there. It looked like Cherry kind of held him up and really scraped down the line, made a nice play there in the backfield.
Number 53, Michael Herrera, sophomore, he's in. We also see number 28, Devin Dilley, a junior. He's on substituting at cornerback, defensive back. Also number 2, White Burks, is in the defensive secondary. Number 58, Damon Mertz, is playing defensive end on the line for the Dogs as White County's quarterback gives off to fullback, and he's gobbled up. That play, once again, I know I've said it several times, but that's the one that was hurting us earlier. Not the option on the edge, but the fullback dive, and I would wager the last 10 fullback dives we've stopped.
We have, Daniel, and like you say, they were gapping us with it early on, and that was Herrera again in the middle making that stop as he trots off the field for a break.
Now we see number 74, Jonathan Maynard, a sophomore, coming on for action in the defensive line. Also looks like a new defensive end on the field, number 78, Joseph Jolin. So Coach Bates kind of going through his bench, trying to get several players onto the field here in this contest. As White County breaks huddle and approaches the line, as all night, they have two wings and a fullback behind the quarterback, deep motion, toss sweep to the right. Jolin's getting rolled out. And here we have number 23, Dakota McGee, accompanied by 44, Matt Jacoby, coming up, making a nice stop. Looks like maybe a gain of one for the Warriors. So pretty good pursuit from the safety and the outside linebacker for the Bulldogs to come up and make that stop.
It was. It was good to hear a little pop on that play too, Daniel. You know, Jacoby come from deep, that deep safety position, came up. The other player had him stood up and lowered his head and laid a lick on him.
Now we see number 27, Zach Ballantyne, coming out to rest White Burks, as those sophomores swap positions in the defensive secondary. White County taking a little more time in the huddle now. As we've said, we've had several of substitutes go on. Once again, we're sitting here in what is late now in a scrimmage. It is 26-14, Clay County lead over the White County Warriors. And we have number 51 here deep in the backfield. That's Seth Eads, a freshman. He's putting pressure on the quarterback as they run the option. Eads didn't make the tackle, Thomas, but he made the quarterback uncomfortable. Tried to scramble left, and he was tackled there by another defender. Very well could have been number 45, Robert Marty.
Well, Cherry came around and cleaned it up, looked like to me. He's really had a good scrimmage so far today. He looks good from that, I'm going to call it the end position.
Yes, that's accurate.
But it may be some type of spread linebacker there. But the freshman did slow the play down, and he's still going up against that big center.
He is. White County has a huge center now as they run option off the right side. They have some room this time. Number 44, Jacoby, on the tackle, but only after the Warriors pick up about 8 yards on the play. Looks like that's going to move the ball up to White County's own 44-yard line. So pretty good play by White County. Nice tackle, though, by Jacoby, coming and wrapped up. Good form. So positive play for both teams there. Looks like Jacoby's going to be replaced by number 5, Gabe Henson, as he moves in at safety. And now we don't have down markers here in this game. I think this is a third down play, though. I think the Warriors, Thomas, are trying to make the 50-yard line as they break huddle and come up. Going to be snapping from the 44. Double wings again with a fullback behind. Deep motion in the backfield. Given to the fullback. He's got room. He crosses the 50. He's to the 40. Thomas, he's to the 30. And now he's on to the 20, the 10, and the end zone. So White County strikes with that fullback dive again. A similar play that they hurt us with earlier, and now that will bring the score in this contest up to 26-20. Looks like the subs and the Bulldog defense, maybe they weren't used to seeing that fullback die, and kind of went back to hurting us again.
Right. Well, we got a lot of young bodies up front, and I think they've subbed some, but it still looks like the Goliath fellas out there in the middle for them. And if you'll notice, I'm pretty sure that was the starting quarterback that just ran that fullback there.
I think so, Thomas. That's correct. White County, certainly a very large school, but didn't bring as many players as I've seen them have before. It looks like maybe only around probably 15 players left on the sideline, accompanied by the 11 on the field, would make around 26 players for White County here, so they didn't bring their full squad, I don't think, but a valiant effort to this point by the Bulldogs as they get ready to stop this two-point conversion. Quarterback fakes to fullback, it's an option pitch to the left. Once again, option pitch on the ground. Tailback falls on the ball, and the two-point conversion is no good. So that will leave us with a 26-20 score after the most recent drive by White County. We'll take a break. You are listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network. And you are listening to Bulldog Football once again here on the Horizon Sports Network, powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer. We will be rejoining a game that is 26-20 in favor of the Bulldogs here against the White County Warriors. Is after the most recent score, the Bulldogs take the offensive side of the ball. First play from scrimmage there on the 1st and 10 was a toss sweep to the right to Dakota McGee. Looks like he made it back to the line of scrimmage. So we'll be seeing a 2nd and 10 as we try to bring to you the substitutions that have been made on the offensive side. I see on the offensive line, number 65, that's probably Cole Pennington. Yes, that's correct. He's a senior. Number 53, sophomore Michael Herrera. Also see out there number 78, Joseph Jolin, a junior. And can't tell, Thomas, who's going to be snapping the ball here. I think Herrera snapping. We'll try to find that other lineman for you here. As number 4, Seth Mackey, goes under center. Bulldogs have 2 wings and a fullback and a split out to the right. Ball is given to McGee as he works his way off right side. A little bit of juking and jiving by McGee, the junior, as he moves the ball up, picks up Thomas about 8 yards on the play. Pretty good run.
Was a nice run. The line did a good job of sealing those linebackers, created a little tunnel for McGee to get into there, and he stuck it up in there and picked up a nice game.
He did a good job, certainly so. We've been seeing dual action out of the quarterbacks for Clay County here thus far. We've been seeing action from number 4, Seth Mackey, who's currently in. He started the game for the Dogs at the scrimmage. And we've also seen number 1, sophomore quarterback Jake Ashlock. Both have looked very well. Now Mackey gives to his fullback. Early on, it was number 30, Will Ogletree, at the position. I believe now that's John Copeland, number 16. Correction, number 18, that's Wesley Walker, a sophomore for the Bulldogs. I did mention Copeland, though, Thomas. He started on our defensive line at nose guard, a freshman against that mammoth center for White County. Very impressed with that young man today.
Me too, Daniel, and impressed with all those guys up front. I think you mentioned the rest of them are seniors, and they look good later on in this game as it went on.
Ball snapped to Mackey again. He fakes to McGee, rolls to the left, looking deep downfield for number 27. I think that's Zach Valentine. Maybe a little pass interference there. Could have started off offensively, though, but Valentine, as that ball falls incomplete. So there is a flag down close to the offensive line of the Bulldogs. Looks like we have an ineligible lineman downfield, an ineligible receiver downfield. Not sure who committed that mistake for the Bulldogs, but the ball will be backed up 5 yards.
That play took a long time to develop. There's some play action in it. Mackey kind of rolled out to the weak side, got it out there, but threw into pretty good coverage, Daniel.
It was. Mackey did put the ball in a position where only his guy could get it. It did fall incomplete, but we'll be seeing what I believe is 3rd down action coming here as Mackey once again brings his team to the line. We'll have Camden Bowles at tight end on the right side, joined by Wayne Clark Donaldson. McGee to the left at wing. Walker in the backfield. Ball's faked to McGee, given to Donaldson on a counterplay. Donaldson has a lot of room. He gets the ball out across midfield to the 49-yard line. So I believe with that, what was probably a 14-yard gain, Thomas, I think that the Bulldogs have picked up a 1st down. So nice play by junior Clark Donaldson.
Donaldson showed a little speed there. He hit that seam and busted up there and crossed 2 lines, as you were telling me in scrimmage lingo, so it had to be a 1st down.
Yeah, that's correct, folks. We do have lines only every 10 yards as opposed to every 5, as you would see on a usual Friday night. Thomas, I see a lot of clean jerseys for the White County defense there, so I think they went a wholesale change on that side of the ball for them, letting those younger guys play, as now from the 49-yard line of the Warriors, Mackey goes under center to receive the snap. Ball's given to McGee. He's off the right side. Good blocking by James Short and Walker for McGee. McGee picks up what appears to be around 6 yards on the play. He moves the ball down to the 43-yard line. Took a big hit at the end of it, but, you know, he held on to that football.
Nice run. He come around. They had the end sealed. He busted around through there, but he paid for it at the end, Daniel. Nice lick from the Warriors.
Certainly was. So here we go. We'll set the stage for you once again here in this 26-20 contest, this scrimmage game between Clay County and White County. Salina has the ball around the 43-yard line of the Warriors. I think this is going to be a 3rd down play for the Bulldogs as they come up and try to convert. I believe in this format, Thomas, once you have crossed the 50, you can use all four plays to try to get the 10 yards. So we'll see what happens here on third down.
I'm still learning. I'm glad you know that.
Mackey once again under center. McGee in motion. Fake to him. He's looking deep. Has a man. 5-game Henson, but Mackey overshoots his receiver. Henson released from the wing position. Was wide open, Thomas, the young safety and defensive back for White County, just refused to cover him.
All he had was green in front of him. Mackey's just got to take a little off, put a little touch on that ball, and lay it in there for Henson, and that's a touchdown.
I think Mackey was excited at the prospect of such an easy play, and we've all seen him make a lot more difficult plays in his time, so maybe he'll get another shot at that.
Well, I think we've both been there before. You see somebody that wide open, sometimes that throw's harder than others.
And that's very true. Both of us former quarterbacks for the Black and Gold, and fortunately for the current Black and Gold, their quarterbacks are much better than we were.
That's right.
Once again, we have McGee coming off right side. He receives handoff from Mackey. He's getting some positive yardage, minimal gain, perhaps one, maybe two on the play. And I think we may be seeing a change of possession. Not sure. I see number 8 running onto the field for Landon. That's Landon Quarter for the Bulldogs. And number 17, Peyton Van Dyne, runs off. I think this is bound to be fourth down, Thomas. Seems like we've been operating around this particular set of 10 yards for several plays now.
But you mentioned in all these names, Daniel. How many years has it been since we can look down here and see all this black standing on the sideline and have these multiple players running off on and off the field? I think that's something you got to contribute to Coach Bates. He's really, like you mentioned before, got the players out here.
He has done a good job of recruiting. There's several. I'm not counting them, Thomas, not counting them on the roster, but well over 30 players, it appears to be, as once again McGee carries the ball. He crosses what would be the 30-yard line, gets down to around the 27-yard line. Folks, I must admit I'm lost in where we're at in this the down and distance on this particular drive. It could be, Thomas, that they've transitioned with the second team into just doing 10 plays. I've not counted each time. You'll see that a lot with the younger players particularly.
Well, they definitely got off script here.
Yes,
from what they were doing.
Pretty sure that now we're seeing a portion of the scrimmage that has the second string players running 10 plays each. That way, regardless of mistakes that they make, they don't feel punished or penalized for four fumble or four an interception. As we see a nice pass to Donaldson, who has the ball. He's going to be brought down around the 3-yard line during that transition of from play to play. We saw number 1 Jake Ashlock come onto the field.
I missed that part. I just know I looked up and saw number 1 throwing a bullet there.
Absolutely. It was a great pass by Ashlock. He found his mark. Several of his passes have been on a line, Thomas, or on a rope, as you'd say. Hauled in by Donaldson. He took the ball down. That was play number 10. So certainly I think that's maybe why we saw Ashlock come in specifically to try to score on that final 10th play of the Bulldogs' possession. So the Bulldogs will transition to defense here. White County will be coming to offense. We're going to take a short break. You are listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network. And we rejoin you for the final time here tonight on the Horizon Sports Network. We've been broadcasting, streaming to you live here from John Teeples Field in Joe Neal Leeds Stadium here in Salina, Tennessee. We've seen a great contest between the White County Warriors and the Clay County Bulldogs. The starters, I believe, Thomas, everybody wants to know the score, you know, of a game. Well, what's the score if they didn't go? Officially, I feel you could say 26-20 was kind of the final score if you were keeping tabs. More importantly, we saw a lot of improvement out of the Bulldogs from start to finish today. And both sides of the ball, how do you feel about the progress that you think they've made offensively and defensively during this scrimmage, Thomas?
Well, just from beginning to start, they've improved in and out, you know, in front of me. You know, we struggled early, made some mental mistakes, and then got things rolling. I mean, we got some stops, got the ball to end zone multiple times in a row. And I'm sorry, I know you called that score 26-20, but to me, it was 20-7. I mean, that's where it sat before we started substituting. And then they kind of took advantage of that.
That is true. That is true. There was a period in time earlier in the broadcast when the momentum was definitely on the side of the Bulldogs. We mentioned several times, going to mention one more time, defensive prowess of several of our seniors. Number 50, Dylan Maxfield, he's kind of been the defensive leader, you know, maybe co-led by number 61, James Short. Both of those gentlemen have had great scrimmages this afternoon. Number 60, Eli Watson, all seniors, did a good job of stopping some White County Warrior runs that were early on hurting us. Ladies and gentlemen, as we've said several times throughout the night, this is the Horizon Sports Network. We're an affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper, who Thomas here writes and works for. I'm going to let him speak briefly now about a little bit about what we're trying to accomplish maybe through this process, Thomas, and maybe how it came about. And just tell folks a little bit about what's going on here with the network.
Well, as you know, Daniel, I think it was kind of a product of something you and I wanted to do. We want to bring some coverage to Clay County's athletes, and we hope we're doing a decent job at it. We'll know as time goes on.
We'll try to get better.
But it's something we enjoy. There's no doubt about that. But it's also an expanded coverage of the newspaper. You know, I'm already talking to the coach on a weekly basis, coming to the games, that kind of thing. So, you know.
Kind of only makes sense,
it
Greg.
Only makes sense. And something we probably need to tell our listeners about is, you know, this is a little bit of a new type of broadcast. It's streaming on the Internet, thanks to AC Wireless, of course.
Absolutely.
Even today,
very generous.
Even today, they came through for us. You know, I kind of threw this on her about 2 days ago and said, hey, I think we're going to try to do the scrimmage on Friday. Can you do anything for us? And 5 o'clock, I picked up the hotspot, tested it real quick, and you know that we both came here, and it's worked for us as far as I know.
It worked very well. Looks like 4 bars left out of 5 on the battery, so
I think it's
pretty
called
good
a U.S. Cellular MiFi is what it is, and it's working great for us. We've got some feedback from some of our closer listeners, so to speak, and they say everything's coming through loud and clear, so. But anyway, we'll really be explaining a little more in the newspaper as time goes on about how you can listen to this. And I assume if you are hearing us, you figured it out. But it's pretty simple process, Daniel. You can either go to our website, the newspaper's website at DaleHollaHorizon.com. There'll be a button on the homepage to push. It'll take you straight to a link that'll start streaming. Another aspect of this, besides the live stream, we'll have recordings of all of our games. So if you miss listening to the game live, you'll be able to go back and listen to each game, you know, on a Saturday morning when you're drinking your coffee. Or
so the players that are playing tonight will be able to tune in tomorrow or
right.
Perhaps even later tonight. I'm not sure how long that process takes, and listen to us call their game.
That's right. And you know, we're going to be listening too, because this was kind of a practice session for us. So I apologize to them up front for what they may hear.
That's true. We certainly have done the best we can. It was impromptu, but we felt it necessary to get in here to practice ourselves, much like the Bulldogs have practiced on the field tonight. With that, we've seen an outstanding scrimmage. We plan on having pregame show prior to the Jackson County game, which will be two Friday nights from tonight. Not sure if the Bulldogs will have action next Friday. Usually that's Jamboree week. Potentially they will be playing somewhere. Potentially we will stream that as well. But for this afternoon, we would at this moment in time like to sign off. This has been Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver proudly presenting live football action to you on the Horizon Sports Network. Have a great night.